throwing it down.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man?
Hey, just fine, Earl. I think, though, your opinion that we don't have enough money to support countries like Ukraine is a bit disingenuous. The latest budget that was passed, literally half of our money is going into the military. And I may not have this figure exactly right, but something like $40 billion was not even requested by the Pentagon. Now, we should be able to spend some of that money to help other countries and to basically to try and keep some controls on Putin and Putin's Russia.
Well, so Jack, for anybody who's listened to me for any extended period of time, they've heard me rail on the pension and the military budget and so nonstop. So I am aware of the fact that we spend the greater portion of the taxpayer dollars on that. And so people in this country who are struggling right now can't get any of that to help them, tide them through. So my thing is, should always take care of home first. Charity starts at home and then is spread abroad. And the price of gas and the price of renting for people in this country, the middle class has been destroyed. People are hurting inside of the borders of this country, American citizens. And so my point is, if we're going to help anybody, you help the citizens of the country first. How am I being bogus or insensitive by saying that we need to help this nation and the people of this nation first?
Well, I wouldn't deny that, and I wouldn't disagree with you on that. But I think we've got to also get our priorities straight in this country. And yes, I have heard you rail about the excessive military budget. But there are other ways that we can finance things for our country as well. I believe Britain just recently passed, for example, a windfall profits tax. I own shares of stock in a major oil company, and a lot of it. And I've been getting, basically, the dividends have been 2, 3, 4 times what any interest rate I could get in a bank. And that's before this excessive profits that the oil companies are now making. If we were to have simple political courage to do stuff like that, to also to request that the billionaires who are now paying the top 25, according to what I've read, paying about a quarter of the tax rate that I, as a retired teacher, pay. If we were to tax those people appropriately, and we were to remove things like, for example, the so-called mineral depletion allowance, that is the biggest windfall of a tax loophole for any company that has ever existed. Now, these are ways we can finance this stuff. But the problem is we have to have political courage.
But Jack, realistically, in the climate that we are in and have been in, with government not working, those are great ideas, but they're not going to happen. Okay? So to say that if we had politicians who have that courage, we do have some, but not enough. And there's nothing that I see in the foreseeable future that leads me to believe that any of that is going to happen, for heaven's sakes. We sit here and watch our globe being poisoned, and we know the water and the air, and we know the long-term effects of it is going to be devastating to the population of people after you and I are gone. But we won't do anything about that.
Yeah, that's another problem entirely.
I know, but at the root of everything that I'm saying to you is, and to the audience, is that you know, the government is not working. It hasn't worked for a long time. There's nothing to lead me to believe that it's going to be working ever again because of where we are. The enemy, here's an article that I'm going to talk about, you know, in a few minutes. America has its own problems to worry about. And so what are those problems? Neither Russian fascism nor its Chinese variant poses a significant danger to American democracy, which is actually threatened from within. That's real.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We continue to build all this weaponry, worrying about somebody else from outside our borders when the real threat to what's happening in this country is internally. And listen,
one thing we've got to get out and vote some of these people out of office and get people who are willing to do
What I will say to you, Jack, and it's frustrating to me, but even when you vote for people who go in with the right ideas and the right hearts, they realize once they get there that they're not going to be able to change the realities of what happens inside of our political systems. Our political systems are broken on the national, the local, and the state levels. And they become nothing more than career paths for people on both sides of the equation, Democrats and Republicans. And they say that I want to do this and I want to do the right thing. But then once they get there, they become a part of that illustrious team and group that's, you know, that Congress and the Senate are. But, you know, you're an educator. And so you know the history and you know where our country is based on what happened in your lifespan and in my lifespan and where we were in our parents' times and where we are now. And we were in a much better situation during our parents' time. And that was them coming out of major wars.
Yep.
Because government worked a little bit, right? In the 60s, in the 50s, government worked a little bit. You know, even the 70s, it worked a little bit. But it's certainly not working at all now. It's not working, and I don't foresee, you know, even with Democrats or Republicans, I don't ever see that coming back to a point where it's willing to address the needs and the future need, present and the future needs of our people. Jack, I really don't.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Earlier you were talking about all the money we're spending on military. We all know it.
Yeah.
We all know it, and we're spending that money on the military because there are people who own stocks and dividends in those companies that are getting wealthy.
Yeah, that's for sure. The only thing I can say is Tom Hartman's philosophy, which is despair is not an option. We've got to keep on working on this. It didn't look very good back in the late 1950s for civil rights, and we passed a lot of laws there. It didn't look very good back in the 1930s when the union movements were really starting to become strong. And those people eventually, I guess, woke up. And when the Republicans rail against the woke people, well, unless some of their constituents wake up, yes, you're right. We are going to have continuing problems.
So what do you see?
But people do wake up eventually.
So what do you see on the horizon that those people on the right who've agreed and enjoy moving so far to the right? I remember when the what was the name of that entity of Republicans that came together, the Tea Party? We thought the Tea Party was kind of strange, right?
Yeah.
But they were nothing like this group of people we're talking about now.
That is for sure.
Right. You know.
But I still think that if people see enough of this stuff, eventually there's going to come a time when they say, okay, we've had it with this. We really need to do something about it. And like I said, that's what happened in the late 50s, early 60s. That's what happened in the 30s. Now, it might not happen this next election. And that is a real danger, because I think if the Republicans ever gain complete control of the federal government like they did before, we aren't going to see another election. That's a major worry. So, I really think that's likely to happen.
So,
I also think we still have the possibility of being able to do something about it.
So you just echoed kind of my sentiments. If they take control, and clearly there is a possibility that they could do that in the next election. It's not inconceivable in 2024, based on, again, what's happening right now, you know, Jack, with the inflation and with the cost of everything soaring. You are fortunate and blessed to still be a solidly middle-class person. But there are a lot of people who used to be middle-class people who are not that anymore, and they are angry. And they are angry, and they're looking for somebody to blame. And the person they're going to blame are the Democrats, because they're in control. They're not going to say, well, you know, things would have been different if Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema hadn't have done the things they did. That's not what they're going to say. Recession is on the horizon, and people are going to suffer even more. It's inevitable. This is coming. This is not doom and gloom. This is facts. Based on the amount, you know, the years that I've lived and have seen the interest rates and have seen recessions like you have, we know they come, and you can't prevent them, and we know people get hurt by them, right?
That's true.
Okay, and we know that the recession is around the corner. Democrats are in charge, and they're going to pay the price for it. I hate to say it. But thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate your conversation.
Thank you.
As always, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.